Hello folks, how are you all doing? Episode 35. Jesus, is it 35 or is it 34? Let me see. Episode 35 of You're Not Listening with Mary Cox and Milton Conlon. Coming to you from the Backstage Theatre in Longford where we played last week. It was my birthday the next day. I asked the audience to sing happy birthday for me. How fucking pathetic. There you go. And then it came to fruition that I had given up the old booze a week before, or a few days before my 27th birthday, 17 years ago. And then it transpired, Mary gave it up around Paddy's Day. She was in A&E. She had to do fucking one better than me. I didn't end up in A&E. But she wanted to check herself out or something. The story is in this podcast. You'll hear it. It was great fun. So this is a live gig from Longford, and I'm after taking some nice segments of it, a few songs, a good few stories that we've been telling at gigs to give you an idea of what's going on. So come to the rest of our gigs. We've got some more. They're up on UltonConlon.com, MaryCoughlin.ie. Thanks to everybody who is still buying us a coffee or two the odd week or every week. It's so generous. It's brilliant. It keeps us going. It keeps me working, editing, uploading it, blah blah blah, and it keeps me doing it without being resentful, so thank you so much for that. But then if there was resentment involved, that would be solely my own issue. Somebody said something pretty clever to me lately. Resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Whoo, that kind of struck me. Anyway, okay. Buy me a coffee. It's up there in the thing. You can buy us one if you want. Gigs, check it out. I've got an unlikely likeable tour coming up all around the country, playing quirky little venues. I hate that word quirky, but I'm playing quirky little spaces. Hate the word quirky. Mary is doing big spaces. 40th year anniversary, Olympia, Cork, Spiegelkent and Wexford, Town Hall in Galway. They're all either half on sale or they'll all be on sale very soon. Okay, guys. Episode 35. Thank you so much for sticking around. Bye.
Next time you bring all your friends back, all right? This is a song that I sang in 1984 in Galway, and we couldn't find a double bass player or a double bass, and a guy called Carl Hessian, who Sister Celine Hessian was a dancer, that's by the way, Irish dancer, and anyway, he taught music at the Jesuits in Galway, and he said he thought there was a double bass somewhere in the school building that he spotted one once. So he found it, and it was a big crack down the whole middle of it, you know, the big double bass. So this song was supposed to be kind of a sexy song, and a lot of people think it is. I mean, a lot of people find it so, and a lot of people have had a lot of good times singing it and listening to it.
I think it's a sexy song.
It's not really a sexy song. It's talking over 12, you know, anyway, whatever the fuck. So Eric Visser was producing the album with me, and he's a long time friend. So if you can imagine me trying to sing this song about being seduced, and Eric was laying on the floor of the Greenfield studio in Headford, and he had his arms and his legs wrapped around the middle of the double bass to keep it closed, to stop it from vibrating. There's a good word for it. Sexy area. Okay, here we go. And if you know what you can sing, is this is for all the women in the audience tonight, especially for you, because you should sing it if you want to. You shouldn't fucking sing it. Don't sing it if you don't want to. Okay. Ready, y'all? I want to be seduced. I want a man to take me out to dinner. I'd like to see His eyes get moody, thinking about the thought of what Flippin's gonna do. I want to be real cool. I want him to think about getting me right into bed. Have a chat about wearing condoms. Don't flutter my heartstrings. Jesus Mary, that little thing won't fit me, he said. I might demur politely, but very slightly, if he tried to fondle my knee. But I'm relatively certain I compromise if I know me. Thank you, Elton. I want to be seduced. I want a man to talk to me suggestively. I'd like to hear him say he'll be with me tomorrow morning, drinking hot jasmine tea. I want him to make me laugh. I want him to make a point of touching me when we talk, leaving all the jealous boys at the bar to mumble in their beer and gawk. You know it only happens when I'm napping, nodding in reverie. But I wouldn't mind a man, I wouldn't mind seducing right from the minute that I wouldn't mind a man who wouldn't mind seducing me.
It's actually old enough to be your mother, though. It's actually old enough to be your fucking mother. Isn't that sad, lads? Where did the years go?
I don't know.
Do you know that? Do you ever find, I'm not saying that you're, as I'm getting older, I'm not saying any of you are, but as you get older, do you ever find the time goes quicker? Yeah. It's true, it does.
In the blink
of an eye. What? No, it's not that, it's that the cells of your body.
Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck?
Science.
The cells start to degenerate, and fuck it, everything speeds up towards the inevitable fucking. Anyway, sorry, just thought I'd throw that in there. Cheer y'all up.
So when I went through that phase of working very hard for a few weeks, I was in a school, my old boys' school in Loughrea, St. Brendan's, and a young lad came up to me. He was 12 or 10 actually, in fourth class, and he said when his father was his age he could buy these things called penny sweets, and he said if you had the power you'd get 100 of them, and he couldn't get over the value. And he kept saying penny sweets, and I thought, of course I remember them, I've got about 30 fillings in my mouth. And I decided to write this song called Penny Sweets and put it out on the radio when all the news was very bleak. And it seemed to do well, and it cheered people up, and it was a bit of nostalgia. And we're going to do it for you tonight. We have...
another story, another...
Mary has her penny sweet story.
I have penny sweet stories.
It's a good one.
I had, when I grew up, there was 44 houses on our street in Chantilly. And then the last house over there was called Dooley's Shop. Mrs. Dooley used to give tick to everybody on the road, and you'd have to pay when you got paid, you know. We had a book, everybody had a book. Anyways, I came upon a 10 bob note. Do you remember them? Does anybody here remember a 10 bob note? Yeah. It was orange. It's very pretty. Well, for some reason, I had one in my grubby little hand one day.
Where'd you get it?
I have no fucking idea. probably from the mantelpiece where my mother put things when she was praying to St. Anthony. Or sometimes she put the rent up there for the rent man on Tuesday. Anyway, I don't know. I think rent was 7 and 6 or something. God. I got the 10 bob note anyways, and I went down to Dooley's shop. And at the time, you could buy 10 sweets for a penny. So I spent the entire 10 shillings on sweets for the whole street. And everybody fucking loved me.
Did your dad and mom love you?
We had a great time, and my mother told my father when everyone was out talking about it, you know, so Mammy told Daddy when he came home from work, and he went down to Mrs. Dooley. He said, "Where the fuck do you think she got 10 shillings to send on sweets for the street?" So he never would let us go to Dooley's again, and we might be starving, like looking for a bread and or anything. Well, not quite starving, but you know, my granny used to make bread and give it to us. But he'd be looking for something, he'd be stuck for money during the week, and we weren't allowed to shop there anymore. So there you go. Sorry, that's my sad story.
It's a great story. I love, if anybody else has any sweet stories, I would love to hear after the show.
Okay.
What's that, really? What for?
If you knew, you could have put a verse in about that.
If we'd known the story in time, I would have definitely put the Miss Dooley.
Okay, Mrs. Dooley.
Miss Dooley.
Mrs.
Mrs.
She had 10 children. 10 a penny. No, she had 10 kids.
She could feed them after your 10, Bob. So we brought you penny sweets, guys. Woo. I don't want to throw them because I'm afraid I'll take somebody's item.
He hurt somebody one night. Don't throw them. Fuck it, here. Share them.
Share them. We've only got three bags.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Offer them around
if you
feel like. Where's your
packaging?
Where
did you
put it? That's
all
right. Okay. Is there any over here?
Oh,
oh
no. We should have got 4 bags. I'm so
sorry. So let's go over this way. Oh, look at this very kind person. Look.
Pass them along. Exactly. And you can sing along with this while you're chewing.
Put all your big dirty hands into the bag and pass them along. Fuck COVID. Sugar is my true love. Confectionery and dental complications come together like two wings on a dove. Penny sweets.
Do you want to try it?
Penny sweets.
You ready?
Penny sweets. Penny sweets. Swap 3 white mice for 5 jumping jacks. Swallow them all, hold on to your hands. Water buns on the sugar buns. A sweet, a sweet, my kingdom for a sweet. Cola bottles, jellies, instead of white milky tea. For a song, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. It's raining pennies from heaven. Sugar, sugar is my true love. Confectionery and dental complications come together like two wings on a dove. Penny sweets,
here we go.
Penny sweet. Penny sweet. Penny sweet.
Here we go, we're going home. Let's get some sweets.
Penny sweets. Penny sweets.
We stop at Mrs. Doodles.
Penny sweets. Anyone want a sweet? Penny sweets.
Myself and Mary have added Buy Me a Coffee. It is a little app whereby if you'd like to support our podcast, each week or some weeks, you can give us a little tip. It will help to cover expenses like hosting the podcast, mastering the podcast, travel for me and Mary, getting to each other every week. If you can't afford to, please do not give us anything. But what you could do is subscribe to the podcast on your preferred platform, give us a rating and share it with friends. If you do want to support us with Buy Me a Coffee, you will find it in the description of this podcast.
We had Mrs. Fergus, who is our sweet dealer.
Oh yeah, a sweet dealer.
We had another lady called Dolly Casey, and you can buy the single cigarette offer. So
Mrs. Fergus used to sell single cigarettes to them. Jesus.
And if you like had an old fag box, you think you were cool going to school because you could put like two of them into the box.
We used to have one cigarette between about four of us every so often. Sick as pigs. Yes. Oh my god, they were disgusting.
Yeah, they
got us young.
Get them young, you'll have them for life.
Now they've got them with the vapes, haven't they? We took a walk down Longford Town there myself from Meehall, and every shop was selling these vapes things.
In the ice cream shop. The vapes and the ice cream, but the vapes and the ice cream.
Very strange.
Why are
they selling ice cream? The vape thing is kind of weird though. I don't know much about it, but it can't be good, is it? Is it addictive? Nicotine, isn't it? Oh yeah. I don't have my phone on me, Neil.
Okay, well there you go.
There was a vape called...
Mary!
Something Mary.
Yeah, I've heard.
And it was something Pod it was called.
Last Mary
disposable
pod. That's
fucking
me. Last Mary, I'm a disposable pod.
Podcast.
Poor Mary. A podcast! Oh, did you know we have a podcast?
Yeah.
Well, you do, okay. Oh, that's a relief for me to hear. But we have 20,000 followers now, so we're feeling... Is it 2,000 to 20,000?
No, it's 20,000 all-time downloads, so that's...
20,000! So that's good, isn't it?
We're recording this gig tonight, so we put segments of it up on next week's podcast, so if you're tuning in. We've got Damon up there is recording it through the desk and through the Zoom recorder.
Oh, to the Zoom recorder, ooh. Woo,
so we got to get the Mrs. Dooley story up on it, I think, this week.
It's lovely.
Use the backbone.
The backbone.
Okay, this is a song called All Sewn Up. You have it all sewn up here in Longford with the backstage theatre.
Oh, I see where you're going, Donna. And you can sing it.
I didn't plan it. Yes, please. Follow me, Hall and Mary. There's like a lovely 50s back and vocal kind of thing going on. And it works really well if everybody sings along. And it still works if you don't, but it would be nice if you sang along. What night? It's Thursday night. It's not a sing-along night. Usually Saturday night's the big sing-along
night. I like Thursday night. It used to be the Joel night. Everyone used to come to gigs on Thursday night.
Big sing-along night.
Big sing-along night.
Two. One, two, three.
All sewn up. All sewn up. Always shine, hair slick back, $1 million smile, all sewn up, sewn up, yeah, yes, it all sewn up, sewn up, all sewn up, neat at the seams, but it's not reality, we all live in dream. Cool, keen, and tough, lean, mean, and rough. Yeah, she has it all sewn up, sewn up. All Upton has a tan out in LA. The fool got a selfie with Sean Bentley.
It's a few years ago now.
Also loves the sun behind me, the glory days. Also loves the sun on the top. A 10-minute set at the hotel cafe. Flanny won't respond to the last email. Also loves the sun on the top. Yeah, we have it also loves.
Thank you.
you're both still off the drink, funny enough, not even despite the all wedding. I was often wondering how was I going to stay off the drink when my daughters got married and had babies.
Well, weddings were torture thinking about weddings come up.
Yeah, I know, here we are. I mean, here I am.
Me too.
Oh, there you go.
It's red weddings. I gave it up when I was a week before my 27th birthday.
Jesus Christ.
So do the math on that. Oh, that's actually
a long time.
Because my birthday is tomorrow, so that's, keep on about that, don't I? Did I mention it was my birthday? How many years ago is that? Sorry, guys. I'm 44. How many?
17 years.
How long are you after your
30 years?
Gunk, gunk, gunk.
30 years on set.
She gets a round of applause.
I was in a fucking intensive care unit in the Mater Hospital on the 16th, on the 15th of, that's nearly 15
now. March.
Yeah,
it's like now. Your intensive care.
Oh my God! There's another thing in another world.
There you go.
Look at it. I was almost dead, and lying there in a bed and with a drip. Do you know that I was that moment. Anyway, and on St. Patrick's Day, then I was kind of conscious, and I just wanted to get out of the fucking place, and I was hooked up to all these machines to go for a drink on St. Patrick's Day.
You didn't want to miss Paddy's Day.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know. Anyway, there you go.
Well, sorry, what year was that?
It'll be 31 years ago.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
We're figuring that out.
I
think we've proven our point. Let's have a drink after the show. We can.
Okay, let's. So this is a beautiful, another beautiful song of Moses. And I heard it on the radio one night, and he was singing it on his own. And I said, well, fuck that. I'm going to try and make those words fit for a woman to sing, you know. And then I said, actually, maybe I'll ask him if we can do a duet. So we did a duet, and we were number one for a while.
Yeah, we recorded it, because, and now when I do my own little shows around the country,
people say, where's Mary Thompson?
They usually go, I heard you first, with Mary.
Oh,
I'm very lucky, yeah. So Mary heard this me sing on my own EO and said, that would make a great duet, Alton. And
it's the saddest fucking song ever.
Great, we love them. I like the sad ones. I wrote a very sad song 3 days ago. I must send it on to you.
Jesus.
Terribly sad.
I've enough of my own sad songs now.
Thank you.
chest is on fire.
Weak heart like mine, on a weak heart.